Boker Tov, everyone. Chav Ches, Ma Ches, Van, Siman Yutes, from Halacha Aleph to Zayin. So we start off with Mashiv Aruach HaMoed HaGeshem. When do we start saying Mashiv Aruach HaMoed HaGeshem? When it comes to Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. Mishavoy says the reason for that is because Geshem is Mechaya Mesim. It gives life, just like the concept of Mechaya Mesim, of course, is to bring us to resurrect someone from the dead. The Shamash announces Mashiv Aruach HaMoed HaGeshem, and that's when, that's before Musaf, and then during Musaf, even the silent Shmoneh Esrei, we say Mashiv Aruach HaMoed HaGeshem. If it was not announced, you do not say so. What happens if someone is sick or davening at home? They should wait till the amount of time that probably and surely started saying Mashiv Aruach HaMoed HaGeshem. Until when? Until Musaf of the first day of Pesach. That means on Musaf of the first day of Pesach, Shliach Tzibo doesn't say any more Mashiv Aruach HaMoed HaGeshem. And then the Tzibo knows, oh, we stopped saying Mashiv Aruach HaMoed HaGeshem. So by Mincha, they're not going to say any more Mashiv Aruach HaMoed HaGeshem, which means by Shachis and by Musaf, the Tzibo, according to the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, is still saying Mashiv Aruach HaMoed HaGeshem. Now, a Yachid should say it early, before the Shliach Tzibo stops. There are places, and today is a lot of places, meaning anyone that's davening Sfarad and says Mashiv Aruach HaMoed HaTal or Morid HaTal, which is more common. So therefore, throughout the summer, they're saying Mashiv Aruach HaMoed HaTal. And certainly notice I grew up this way. So therefore, there's no problem to announce Morid HaTal or Mashiv Aruach HaMoed HaTal. And this way you avoid the problem of saying no more asking for rain. That's the whole problem. So therefore, today, most of the minig that they announce before they start the Musaf of Shmonesa of Pesach, of the first day of Pesach, they announce Moirid Atal. And therefore, at that point, they're not saying Mashiv Aruach HaMoed HaGeshem, even in the silent Shmonesa. There's also a minig to have what's called the Piyutim, the beautiful Tfilas Tal, Tfilas Geshem. So some actually do it before Musaf, which is a form of announcement. Machlekes, if you say HaGoshem or HaGeshem, well, Moshe actually writes in the Tshuvas HaGoshem, most I think say HaGeshem. And you should follow the minik, your minik, and ask a rav if you have a suffix. Next, Siv Beis. If a person makes a mistake and he didn't say Mashiv Aruach HaMoed HaGeshem, so if he remembers before he finished the bracha, Mechaya Meisim, so you should add the Mashiv Aruach HaMoed HaGeshem as long as it's at the end of an inyan, meaning let's say he said, Lishenei Afal. Okay, Memunosa, don't say it there, but Lishenei Afal. That's what he says Mashiv Aruach HaMoed HaGeshem. You could even start from Mechalke Chaim Bechesed, meaning and start Mechalke Chaim Bechesed. Now, the Mishavur holds that you can, even if you finish the bracha, you said Mechayim Meisim, you could still say Mashiv Aruach HaMoed HaGeshem right there. According to Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, once you say Mechayim Meisim, you're done. You have to go back to the beginning of Shmonesa because those first three brachas are considered one. If a person said Baruch Atah Hashem, according to the Mishavur also, you could say them Deni Chukech, and you start to speak still in the middle of the bracha, and Ramesha argues with his psak. Now, Sfarad and Sfaradim have no problem anyway, because Mashiv Aruach HaMoed HaGeshem that you have to say during the winter, if you said Morid HaTal, that suffices. And since anyway they say Morid HaTal, so that always is your savior. So it's only those that don't say Morid HaTal during the summer, so they're not going to be used to saying it. And if they forgot to say Mashiv Aruach HaMoed HaGeshem, or they're not sure if they said it, they'd have to preach Manasseh in during the winter. Next, there are places, like we just said, Morid HaTal. So if they made a mistake in the winter and they said Morid HaTal, instead of Moshe Mugashma said, there's not a problem. That's in Siv Gimel. And if they remembered before Baruch Adah Hashem, so then they should still say Mashiv Baruch HaMoed HaGeshem. But once they already got to the end of the bracha, so there's no point in adding, because like we said, it's still you still fulfill your obligation. During the summer, if a person said Mashiv Aruach HaMoed HaGeshem, that's a problem, because it's the summer. So if you remember before Mechayim Meisim, you start from the beginning, Atah Gibol. And if you remember that after Mechayim Meisim, you got to go back to the beginning of Shmonesa. Here too, the Kaf Chaim actually says, those that hold that you could go back to the beginning of Bracha of Mechayim Meisim, because you still didn't start the next Bracha. I think most people know that at that point you have to go to the beginning. If you said Mashiv Aruach, just Mashiv Aruach, not a problem. If you made a mistake the night of Shmini Atzeres or even Shachis, and you said Mashiv Aruach, because again, it's still technically part of the summer, you do not have to go back. Why is that? Because at that point, really, it is Shmoni Yetzer, so it's a Zman of Geshem anyway. So if you said at that point, Mashiva Ruach, even though again it was the summer and you were supposed to be saying, not be saying it yet, you're still okay. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, they started asking for rain and sent out the Matar already Zayin Macheshvan, because they need rain there more than the rest of the world. Also, Api Kabbalah, all the rain goes to Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Aretz, we start, and this includes everywhere, even south of the equator. I've been many times in Egypt and Africa. Same thing. You start saying, asking for rain the night of Maariv of the 60th day after Tkufas Tishrei, which basically, in according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, is the 4th or the 5th of December, depending if February that year is 29 days or 28 days. Now, after 1900, all the way till 2100, if we live to be there until then, Mashiach didn't come, or maybe Mashiach comes too, we are going to be saying the Sent Talmud asking for rain from the 5th or the 6th of December. So, for example, this year, since February is on 28 days, we're starting on the 25th of December. Technically, it means the night of the 4th of December, which is, I think, this year, Sunday night. All the way until Pesach. Pesach, we stop asking for rain. If a person makes a mistake and he didn't say Vesent Alamata and he remembers before he finished the bracha, then you ask for rain and you finish off Meina Chasim of the bracha. If you said Mevarach Hashanim, so Kitzur says don't worry about it. You could still mention it in Shema Tefillah after the words Reka Matashivenu Ochanin Vanu Shema Tefillah same. You finish Shema Tefillah, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. You got to Yidu Ratzan, you go back to the beginning, and you finished, you said Yidu Ratzan, the second Yidu Ratzan, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. The Balatanya many Achanim say that if you finish Mevarach Hashem, you didn't start Kabbash Shofar, say it right there in between the brachas. Same thing as if you didn't remember by Shema Koleinu, say it between Shema Koleinu and Ratzay. Mishabur holds also, if you said Bochat Hashem, you could say Lamdeni Chukecha. Here it even makes more sense because it's a request. And then you're still considered in the middle of the brachas. So if you said Bochat Hashem, Deni Chukecha, you're still in it. During the summer, if a person had sent Talamata, he has to go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu. If he didn't remember until the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, which means Yilu Ratzan, even though before he stepped back, but that's the last words that he said Yilu Ratzan, at that point, he has to start Shemoneh Esrei over again. Have a beautiful day.